This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha senior leader Hemant Soren took oath as chief minister of the state for the fourth time today. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar administered the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Soren at a function in Morahabadi Maidan in Ranchi this afternoon. On this occasion, several India bloc leaders, including Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, leader of opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann, Delhi former Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivkumar were present. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, Senior RJ Leader Tejasvi Yadav and CPIML General Secretary Dipankar Bhattacharya also attended the function. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till tomorrow following an uproar by the opposition parties over various issues, including the alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. When the Rajya Sabha reassembled at noon after the first adjournment, the opposition members from Congress, Left, DMK, TMC, Samajwadi Party, AAP and others continue to raise the issues, forcing adjournment of the House for the day. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar's said Parliament is a platform for productive discussions and urged the members to cooperate with the chair to run the House smoothly. Ruckus continued in the Lok Sabha as well. When the House met at noon after the first adjournment, the opposition members trooped into the well, raising slogans over various issues, forcing the adjournment of the House for the day. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju condemned the opposition's behaviour in the House. Mr. Rijiju said the Congress and other opposition members are trying to create unnecessary pandemonium and are not allowing the new members to put across their views. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024, Jagdambika Pal, moved a motion to extend the time for presentation of the committee's report to the last day of the budget session next year. The House adopted the motion. Earlier, Congress leaders Priyanka Gandhi Vadra and Ravindra Basantrao Chavan, who won the recently held by-polls, took oath as members of Parliament in the Lok Sabha. President Draupadi Murmu emphasized that India's defense capabilities have captured worldwide attention, driven by a commitment to innovation and self-reliance. The president was delivering a keynote address at the Defence Services Staff College at Wellington in Tamil Nadu. Highlighting India's growing prominence in global defence, she stressed on India's reliability as a defence partner, exporting advanced equipment to over 100 countries. She commended the strong presence of women in the armed forces. Member of Niti Aayog, Dr. V.K. Saraswat, has highlighted the centre's Panchamrit targets and said that the government is fully committed to achieving these targets. He was addressing the inaugural session of the Energy Storage Conference under the theme Shaping Frameworks, Technology and Strategic Partnership in New Delhi today. Mr. Saraswat said nuclear energy is going to play a pivotal role in energy transition. India is working alongside other reform-oriented countries to build support among the UN member states for expansion of the UN Security Council, as New Delhi has all the credentials to be a permanent member of the expanded UNSC that reflects contemporary global realities. This was stated by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today. He stated that the government accords the highest priority to getting permanent membership in an expanded UNSC. Israel has appealed to the International Criminal Court, ICC, to suspend arrest warrants against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Defence Minister Yoav Gallant, accused of war crimes during the ongoing conflict in the West Asia region. Israel's government is contesting the ICC's jurisdiction and the legitimacy of the warrants, claiming bias against the country. The Deep Depression continues to be stationed in the same place, about 100 kilometers of Sri Lanka, 320 kilometers from Nagapattinam, 410 kilometers east of Puducherry and 490 kilometers of Chennai in the Bay of Bengal. In the past 24 hours, light rainfall has been recorded in most of the coastal areas of Tamil Nadu. According to the Met Department, the Deep Depression is likely to cross North Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coast on Saturday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.